We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 7-8 lines from the bottom of Chaf Vav Amud Beis. We learned that the halacha is if you cook up a tanner, warm up a tanner, a brand new tanner with Isuri Hana, things that are also Hana, for example, Arla or Klai Karim. It said in this brisa that one brisa said that you have to break the tanner. Why? Because now the tanner is also Hana. And if you cook up, you bake bread in it next time, that's going to be also b'hanah to do that. But the different brises said that it's mutter to do. It's not, you just cool it off and then you could still use it. It's also b'hanah. Teretz is, we said, because zev is that garim. It's using firewood that's mutter in this oven that's aser. There's two garims, there's the oven and the firewood that's mutter. Zev is that garim is mutter. So it turns out one brice holds Zev Zeh Garim is Aser, and one holds Zev Zeh Garim is Mutter. And the Gemara is searching for who are these Tanayim. So Gemara said, one's Rabbi Eliezer and one's Rabbanon. So we're starting from, hey Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbi Eliezer is this that holds that Zev Zeh Garim is Aser? When you have a Garim of Isser Hanah, let's say, and a Garim of Heter, is it Mutter or Aser? Who's the man that holds Aser? Where's this Rabbi Eliezer? Ilay Rabbi Eliezer the Sa'ar, maybe you'll say it's Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah that talks about Sa'ar, which is like yeast, sour bread that makes something rise. It's now into the Mishnah. Sa'ar shel chulin v'shel truma, shenof se isa. You have here a dough that's chulin, and you wanted to make it rise, you want to put in some Sa'ar into it, and you put in Sa'ar of chulin and truma into the isa. A felon, because halacha is that even if you hold Zev Zeh Garim is mutter, it's not the lechatchila. So here, a felon, ve'im v'zeg di lehachmitz, ve'im v'zeg di lehachmitz. Not the sar shechulin or the sar shumah has enough to make this chametz. V'nitztarfu v'chametz. So the ma'aseh they got together, both the chulin and the shumah, and it made this dough into chametz. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, acha achar niba. Whatever the last one that went in, that's what makes it chametz, that's what makes it into dough. And if the last thing is truma, then the halacha is this dough has din of truma. If the last thing is chulin, it has din of chulin. And the Gemara is going to explain the pshat and Rav Eliezer in a second. But chomer, ben shenofel isa l'chila, ben shenofel isa l'b'soi, makes them as one afel, lo'olam ain't asa, it's not asa, it's yeb heba yikri l'hachmetz. But one holds zev is the garim is mutter, and therefore, it is only asa if the truma alone was enough to make chametz, therefore the other one's not a garim, this is enough to make chametz, to make it rise, and therefore be asa. But if it's not enough and needs the chulin as well to make it rise, then the halach is it's mutter. So the chalak is really as in the rabbanon. Rabbi Eliezer says it goes to the last thing, and rabbanon say zev is mutter. That if it's not by the lahachmitz, then it's mutter. What am I abaya? And the abaya explains Rabbi Eliezer shita lo yishonu el shekada mesilek se'iser. This whole halacha that if the last one is the heter, the last sa'ar, they put in was the chulin sa'ar that it's mutter because you go basta the acharon is only if you took away the iser before you put in the acharon, before you put in the other one. Since it's not here anymore, so the main gairim is the heter. You're saying Maisa gave some power to make a chametz from the iser even before you took it away. That's batl already. I have a loy called mesilek iser, but if you didn't take away the iser, it's still here, then aser. Then it's aser. So what is Yisivim Abaya? Yisivim Abaya, if they're both still here, even though the different one is last, even though the heter is last, the halacha is that this Issa becomes Aser, because it has two garims. One garim is the chulin, one garim is the truma. You see, it's Aser. Amma, Zev is the garim Aser. Yisivim here, Rabbi Eliezer, Zev is the garim Aser. Because you see, here, Rabbi Eliezer, if they're both here, even if the chulin is last, the halacha is that's Aser, because you put in chulin and truma together. So you see, this is Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara, no, maybe stop shouting Rabbi Eliezer. Umamai, time Rabbi Eliezer, Abaya. Who said that we agreed to Abaya's pirush in Rabbi Eliezer? The way Abaya explains it, maybe it's the Dilma time Rabbi Eliezer. Mishum da'acha acharin ba. Loish lo koy dem silok zisr. Loish lo koy dem silok zisr. Maybe really, Rabbi Eliezer holds ze veze gerim is mutter. It's mutter. Vasacha is hachanam shari. Vasacha is really it's mutter. Really, he holds it's mutter. But he holds, you go after the last one you put in. Why? Because since that's the one that made it chametz, lemaisa, or made it rise, lemaisa, so that becomes the ikker automatically. It's not zev zeh garim then. Then if the last one was the iser, that becomes the ikker. That's how Sfas explains it. Since that's the one that made it rise, that's the ikker. But really, zev zeh garim mutter. If they be both at the same time, it would taka be mutter. If they both put them in the same time, it taka would be mutter. So it's not a raya. This Rabbi Eliezer says to go back to the Acher. It's not a raya. The Gerim is awesome. Really, it's mutter. Just he holds. If you put it in the last, that is the Iker, and therefore it is Aser. So it's still, you still don't know. You still don't, we didn't find Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Halach is by Tanur, that Yutatz, because Zev Zer Gerim Aser, because this Rabbi Eliezer is not a raya. The Gemara says, no, I have a different Rabbi Eliezer. El Rabbi Eliezer, the Atzei Asher. Rabbi Eliezer was talking about wood from Asher, which is Avodah Zarah, which is also Bahana, the Tanan. Not lamed eitzim. If you took off a sheira tree eitzim branches, a surah mano, you now have enough of it. Hisik b'am es atanur. If you warmed up a oven with this wood, chadash yutatz, a new oven, you have to break it because since it became hardened through the surihana, so now it's a piece of a surihana and you can't use it anymore. And obviously that means you can't use it with good firewood either, with the regular chulin firewood either. None of those are firewood because it must hold Zev Zagarim is also. Chodesh Yutatz, Yashon Yutzan, but if it's an older one, then you just wait to cool off because it didn't need it to harden it. And as long as you're not using that fuel, it's fine. Avba is a pass, Asura Bahana. You bake pass in it, it's also Bahana. Nesarva Bahacheres, that pass got mixed up with other pass. Bahacheres, Bahacheres, Kulma Asura Bahana, all also Bahana. No matter how many Taruvas goes into, the Ibarizar is also Bahana. Rabbi Eliezer says that you could actually pay the Avodah Zarah. If it gets mixed up in Taruvas, what I could do is take the money that was worth and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and then I could use the firewood or the pass. Then I could use the pass, the bread. Amar Lai, ain't paid my Avodah Zarah. Don't you think it's paid in for Avodah Zarah? Ad kan this Mishnah. So what the Mishnah says is like this, that if you used Atzei HaSheirah Eitzim, then if it's a new oven, you have to break the oven. And if it's old one's fine. If you bake pass, it's also fine. And just like this was, what's the Eitzah? If that pass, that bread got mixed up in the other bread, you have to throw all the breads out. Or you could just be paid the one of them. That was the Machlaikis. But what do you see from here? The Rabbi Eliezer holds that Chadash Yutatz. So you see, he holds that Zev is Egerim is also. Because why do you have to be Yutatz? And like Rashi spoke out, really, you could have said that the Mishnah 4 is the Tanakama then. Before we had a child, we have a theory of two things, Chalash Yutzan and Yutatz. So looking for who it is, besides Rabbi Eliezer. It's not, it could be the Tanakama of this Rabbi Eliezer also. Since we don't know the name, so that's why he said Rabbi Eliezer. But what he sees in this Mishnah is that both Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama of Mishnah agree that Chalash Yutatz. So you see, Zev Zegerim is also. So Gemara has a kash on that. The Gemara says maybe Eimah Shamet Leila Rabbi Yezba Vezara. All you see this Mishnah is talking about Vezara, which is chomer. The chomer is surah. The chomer is surah. It's a very chomer thing. It's a Vezara. We know it has a lot of different chomers. It's one of the gimel chamuros. But Bashara surim shivatayra mi shamet leh. How do all of the surim that the halach is as zev zegerim zaser? It's not a raya. Before we were talking about the klipi arla and klai karam. Who said by klai karam and klipi arla you have this din that it's Zev Zegerim Aser. Zot Gemara, no. Kain, Amai Tamaya. Then who else is it? This is the only place we find the Shas of first of Tana, is these Tanoim. And Eich Rav is by Avodah Zarah, but we have here a Tana before, so it must be Rabbi Eliezer. It probably is Rabbi Eliezer, because if not, who is it? If it's not Rabbi Eliezer. That's reason number one. Void, it's a first of Brysa. Rabbi Eliezer held that all the surim shavatayra chadash yutatz, which means that you have to break the oven. Why? Because Zev Zegerim's aser. So it's a first surprise that he said not only by Verizara but other surim also. Akapanim, that's what comes out from our Gemara here, that we had here a brisa regarding Klai Karim and Klipi Arla, which said chadash yutatz, and that's going to Rabbi Eliezer. And it was Zev Zegerim aser. And we had the also another machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanon in that same brisa, if the pas is asa or not. Now Rebbe said pas asura means because it cooked in a baked with the surena. The shaila is what does he hold by an oven? We don't know because we don't know if it was zev zegerim asa. It's not mukach either way, like the Gemara said before. Amar Abaya imtim tzoloimar. If you say that Rebbe holds zev zegerim asa, then Rebbe hainu Rabbi Eliezer. That means, like we just repeated over, the Brice before said, Halacha, Tanash Asikub Klipi Arla Lacha is Chodosh Yutat Yoshan Yutzan. Then it says, Alpha Bayez a pass, Rebbe Amen pass a surah, Rechama pass Mataris. Now, what does Rebbe hold the Gabi Tanah? We don't know. So we're Mesopic. So if Rebbe holds, like, he agrees to the ratio of that Brice, that Tanah of new Tanah Yutats, that you have to break. Why? Because Zev Zegerim Asher. It turns out that Rebbe holds Mamish like Rabbi Yezah. But v'imtim tzloim v'zev v'zegur mutter, if you hold that Rebbe holds zev v'zegur mutter, and v'hacham shum d'yeshvach eitz in a pasu, and the reason why pas is us is because you the pas itself got baked from Esuriyana, and therefore it's considered like the Esuriyana went into the pas. So the halacha is like this. Interesting halacha. Hani ka'orois v'koisos v'suchos. If you have plates or cups or pitchers that were hardened in this oven when you warmed it up with Eitzim of Surya Nav Klipi Arla, the halacha is it's awesome. Why? Because there's not Zev Zegar Maser. You're using the actual plate. It's like eating the bread. Just like eating the bread according to Rabbi Zasser. Using a plate that was hardened by Surya Nav is Aser. But a tanner is different because a tanner doesn't, you don't use it by itself. You use it with other fuel. Tanner doesn't work by itself. A plate, you use the plate, the food on your plate. Mashiach in an oven, you don't just use the oven. You just put your bread in the oven. You need a bayos, you need a zev zagarim. That's why there he could argue. But there he'll say maybe you don't hold so strong. But by plates, he will hold it also, just like a pass. So Hanik Arzukas Asiri, keep pligi with Tanner Vakteira. When does he argue with Rabbi Eliezer by an oven or a pat? Lamandam is zev zagarim aser, because Lamaisa using the pot, using the oven. Lamandam is zev zagarim mutter, shari, it's mutter. Because Lamaisa, I need firewood, which is not a surianah, to warm up, to use the pot or the oven, and therefore, it'll be mutter, and we're not going to show Rabbi Holz. Rabbi Holz, zev zagarim mutter, he'll be mutter in such a case. Igadamri, I feel Lamandam is zev zagarim mutter, even if it's zev zagarim mutter, but Kedera will not be like a tanner. A pot is worse than a tanner. There, it's usher to use. I zev zagarim usher. So we'll see why. Kedera is sure why. The kibla bishul mekamli teitzim deratera. Because the derech is you fill up your pot with your vegetables and your water and everything, and then you put it on the fire. So until you put it on the fire, it's holding your vegetables. It's holding your food, and therefore it's called being nena from the kedera even without the fire. A tanner, you don't put it, the derech is you don't put anything into a tanner until you fuel it up. You preheat your oven, especially in those days. You always preheat the oven. That's why it took a long time to get preheated, and that's the way you did it. So it's always zev zagarim. It's always zev zagarim. Masha inkein by a kedera. It's not always zev zagarim because you fill it up with your stuff. You know, you peel your vegetables, you put it into the pot. Your pot holds your stuff until you cook it up. Om Rav Yosef, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Shmuel. Tanu shasika b'kli be'arla b'kashim shaklai kerem. Rav Yehuda is going to say here, Alach Lamaisa. He says, you take a oven and you warm it up with klipe arla and kashu kakem, which is asbana. The halach is chadash yutatz, a new oven you have to smash, and yashan yutzon, an old oven you just cool off. Ava by a pass. If you bake pass, so the way he brings down this halach is Rebbe Omer pass muteres, the pass is mutter. The chomer pass asura, the chomer say pass is asur. Now, if you're realizing this is not like the brayso before. Before it said that Rebbe is the one who said a pass asura, and here he has a girsa pass muteres. Right, the Gemara of Tanya Ippur, look at the Brisa before, not like Shmuel. It's the opposite, that Rebbe says pass Asura, and Mechama says pass Mutaris. Now, the Gemara of Shmuel Ippur Tanya, Shmuel had the Brisa the opposite way. But by the same of Alma, Kosova Shmuel, Loch Rebbe Mechaveir, Rebbe Mechaveir. Usually, the Loch is, Shmuel holds, the Loch of Rebbe Mechaveir, Rebbe, not connected to Rabbin. In this case, he wanted to pass like Rebbe. The problem is, Heke passing that's Asur, the Chum argue. And you don't pass like Rebbe connected to Chumim. So what he did was, he intentionally switched it, and therefore people will say, oh, he passed the Rabbanon, and they'll say, pass the Surah. And in order to pass like Rebbe, he switched it around, because if he left it the way it is, people were not going to pass like Rebbe. He said, oh, what do you mean? Chum argue. So he switched it around, and this therefore will pass the Chumim, which is the way he wants to pass it. Kesavos mo'alach Rebbe Chavei Rebbe Mechavei Rav, not from Rabban. Baha, afil Mechavei Rav. Here he held, even Mechavei Rav, he passed like Rebbe. V'sava esnaya ipcha, let me to say over the Brisa the opposite way, kehechi the nekim Rabbanon le'isura. In order that the Rabbanon should be le'osser, and then people will say, oh, the Rabban says osser, and I'll be able to paskin osser, and people will go after the Rabban, and this therefore people will believe me when I say halacha is osser, because I say halacha is osser, and it's like Rebbe, people say, oh, no, it's Rebbe Chavei Rav. And therefore, what does it mean we pass like Rebbe? So Tosfos speaks out. It means the guy was yes shvach etzim a pass, but the guy is zev is a gerim. We don't know what Rebbe holds. And they would Shmuel taka passes lahedya and perak and sekhs of erizara that we pass in zev is a gerim is mutter. Actually, zev is a gerim is mutter. So halacha lemaisa comes out. We pass the yes shvach etzim a pass according to Shmuel, and zev is a gerim is mutter. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It said in that same brayso, Bishla al gabi gecholim. If you baked it, you cook something on top of gecholim, not on top of. It's not in the tana with the etzim. It says divrei akol pasul teres. It means even according to Rebbe, you don't say yes shvach etzim a pas. Why not? Because there it's coals already, pasul pshadus. Because coals, it's ready. The wood is already burnt up. When I put the pot on the fire, it's not wood anymore. All it is coals. No esurei not anymore. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Rabbi Chiyav Ash, Yom Avichanon, Chad Amar, one of them say, Lo Yishonu, that this you have a heter, and it's not Osir Bahano, according to Rabbi, Lo Yishonu Gecholm Oimimois, when it's Gecholm that already sputtering and going out. Av Gecholm Loichashois, but if it's a Gecholm that are burning and flaming away, Loichashois is lost, like they're whispering to each other, like they're active, then Asurim, Yeshvach Yitzim Pas, because then the Asurim are still viable, and there's Yeshvach Yitzim Pas, that's Osir Bahano. But the other man says, no, even if it's gecholim, it's flaming gecholim, it's still mutar. Why? Only if it's mamish eitzim, you see the firewood itself of asurim, then it's yeshvach eitzim apas. So bishlam adiyam aleichashoyis asurim, afirim adiyam aleichashoyis asurim, yeshvach eitzim apas. I wonder if aleichashoyis mutarim, so pas to asur, yeshvach eitzim apas, Rebbe, yechem shachaslo. What is the case, according to Rebbe, you never, there's no such thing, usually you don't bake pas with wood, you bake pas with coals. So basically, if you hold this tudim tim coals, those coals that are flaming, coals that are going out. So you hear Rebbe saying yes shvach etzim pas when they're flaming coals. But now we're saying even by flaming coals, it's already considered that the asur yinah is already burnt up and it's not asur v'hanah. So what is the case that Rebbe holds as asur because of asur yinah? So amra papa kashavuka kenegdai. When you are baking a pas keneged burning wood, which is they put it on by the mouth of the tanner, and it's not a derech to bake this way, but he was doing it that way. That's the case of yes shvach etzim a pas when you actually have the etzim. And on that, even the rabbanon argue, like the gemara is going to say on top of base. What gemara on base? Mechlal the rabbanon v'pliga la'ashari afilu b'kashavuka kenegdai. The rabbanon hold that even when the avuka is kenegdai, even then it's still mutter bahanov, because he holds that's not called you're being nana not from the eitzim, you're nana from the burnt up parts of the eitzim, and that's not a surino anymore. That's not the surino is not going into your pas. So ela eitzim the surah the rabbanon hekam shkachas lo. If that's true, so what exactly is the case that there's a we know atzei asher for example osir bahanov or klipe. Arlos Osavano. What's the case? How's Osavano? Use your firewood. It's not Osavano in that case. What's the case? Osavano. So the Gemara, Amar Amachoma b'Shar Shifa. It's Osavano. If you make it into a bench or into a stool for your feet, so then the Hano is when it's be'en, and then avaz Osavano. But Hano as Hesik, which means Hano when you burn it up. Ain Hano Salacha Biuroi or B'Shas Biuroi, like I'm reading from Rashi. But Hano when it's burnt, it's only Hano after it's burnt, and that's already not a Surino anymore. So according to Rabban, the only time a Surino eats them is if it's here, it's still Ben. So then I'm sitting on it, I'm using it for my feet, that's called Surino. But when it's burning, that's not a Surino. You nana from the heat from it, that's not even nana from the Eitzim itself. Nana from the fire of it, that's not called a Surino.